Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
We are in the building live right here on the after the no wait this is Monday. This is the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. I got to thank you all for tuning in and making We Talk Radio Network the number one listening station for you. Week after week after week, you guys keep coming back for the hot topics and the music and the love and the everything. And I appreciate it. The energy, they say they like Kia D's energy. I'm going to keep giving it to them. I really got to tell you, thank you so very much again for tuning in, keeping this station at the top of the charts as it pertains to online radio networks. And listen, we're growing and growing and growing, and we appreciate you all continuing to love on us as we do. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms. We are on YouTube, and we're under We Talk Radio Network, and we need you to go right now and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are trying to monetize this channel, and in order to do that, we need your help. We need you to subscribe and then watch the videos and like those videos and then share that content. The only way we're going to make it is with you on our side. And it doesn't matter where you are around the globe, you can help us do that. Just go to YouTube, type in We Talk Radio Network. That's two words, and you'll be able to help us out. And so that we can become the best online radio network that we can possibly be. If we're able to monetize, we can offer more incredible gifts and more incredible prizes right here on the network. So it's a win-win for everybody. Go ahead and check that out. Check out some of our awesome radio shows that we have here on the network as well. Lots and lots of stuff for everyone. Men's shows, youth shows that are they are here every single summer. And we've got another youth show is going to start this summer. It's going to be awesome. So we'll have three youth shows this summer. You know, I love the kids. You know, I love the kids. I love showing youth how to do radio production, audio production, video production, at marketing, and all that good stuff that comes along with the radio network itself. You know, so we don't just teach how to be a radio personality on the air, but how to own that thing, how to own the entire network. So everything that we give in our radio broadcasting programs, which we've taught now since 2011, everything that we do in these programs, we ensure that the skills are there, the ability is there, the training is there for you to learn every single aspect of radio broadcasting, as well as those other things that you may need, such as that marketing piece, that videography piece. So there's a lot of moving pieces to what we do here at We Talk Radio Network, and we're excited to keep doing this over and over again, year after year, week after week, month after month, day after day, minute after minute. And again, it's only for you. I want to thank everybody who has kept me in their prayers. Thank you so very much. Our family was in bereavement, the Davis Hill family. I lost my nephew last week, or a week before last, and we buried him last week, and It was definitely, it was a week ago today, actually. A trying time for our entire family. So I definitely want to say thank you so much for keeping each and every one of us in your prayers and keeping us lifted with those amazing thoughts. We definitely could feel them, and we definitely needed them. So I do know, and our entire family knows, that my nephew is in a much better place. And if we keep our lives right, we'll see him soon. You know what I'm saying? We, again, have some extraordinary things coming up this year. Lots of prizes, lots of gifts, lots of giveaways. So you definitely want to stay tuned to not just this Monday night show, the Key of the Unplugged show, but to all of our shows that we have coming up. So tonight we're going to hang out and have some fun. I am still, you know, still enjoying the moment, if you will. And we've had a couple people who have expressed they love our music shows. I shouldn't say a couple. It's been a lot. We do here on this particular show, we do news topics, we do interviews, and we have music shows. And every blue moon, we have a guest. Every blue moon, we do straight news. Every blue moon, we do straight music. And so tonight is a music night. It's a music kind of night. So we're going to give you, and it's Black History Month. So we're celebrating Black History Month. And I'm also going to be talking tonight and Wednesday and next Monday night about Black History Facts. Next week, next Monday night, we're going to completely dive in. So if you have been wanting to know about Black History Facts, next Monday night at 8 p.m. is the place to be. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. A riot that happened in Arkansas where a lot of Black people died. And, of course, we lost a lot in that fight. We're going to talk about Black Wall Street. We're going to talk about Rosewood. We're going to talk about a lot of different things next Monday. If you're wanting to know about those things, know anything about Black history, and they wonder why we're celebrating it. Well, we're celebrating because at the end of the day, for extraordinary African American and Black people who have created a way for people just like me and you who are here today, and without them, don't know where we'd be. You know, so people that definitely want to give some major shout-outs to. There was a young man, it's a little Black history fact. You actually may know this. John Ortiz Point Sal, depending part of the country you are from, your accent may be different. Jean-Baptiste Point Sal, he founded the city of Chicago at the age of 20. DuSable sailed to America, where he settled in Illinois and became a fur trader. He married an American Indian woman and developed a very successful business. When traveling from Canada, where he trapped furs, DuSable would stop at a place the Indians called Chicago, or a place of smelly waters. And in 1779, DuSable decided this would be a great place to build a trading post, which soon developed into the settlement now become known as Chicago. Pretty cool. This young man has my last name. His name is Benjamin O. Davis Jr., of course, a Davis. Mr. Davis was born in Washington, and he graduated from West Point in 1936 and began his military career at Fort Benning in Georgia. In 1942, he joined the Army Air Corps and took command of the 99th Fighter Squadron, also known as the famous Tuskegee Airmen, as a lieutenant colonel. Davis became the first Black Brigadier General in the history of the United States Air Force in 1954. And in 1965, he rose to the rank of lieutenant general. My dad was also in the Air Force, so major shout out to Benjamin O. Davis Jr. Another incredible Black history fact, a man by the name of Edmund Albias. He is the man who launched the vanilla bean industry and made it possible for you and me to enjoy the incredible tasty sweets such as vanilla ice cream, banana pudding, pound cake, and others just alike. So lots and lots of incredible Black history facts. Another Black history fact, the toughest cowboy to ever live was a black man. His name was Bass Reeves, and he captured over 3,000 criminals. He is the man that Hollywood patterned the Lone Ranger story off of. So if you've ever seen the Lone Ranger, that's exactly who he was, except for in the movies in Hollywood, he was a white man. But in real life, he was a black man. Just saying. Did you know that a black man invented the radiator? His name was Charles S.L. Baker, and he invented the radiator. His invention made it possible for us to enjoy heated homes and cars today. Real talk. Lots and lots of Black history facts. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few more Black history facts. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of this extraordinary show, the Kia D Unplugged Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Like nothing.
Okay. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplug Show. Super excited to be here with you tonight. Beautiful Monday night. It is perfect, beautiful weather right now. It's supposed to get cold down here in Texas tomorrow. No matter where you are, pay attention to the weather so you can be informed on what's coming up next. I hate for you to be caught out in the storm without an umbrella because I heard the rain is coming. And that is not just the rain outside. That's the financial rain because I'm praying a financial rain over your life and your blessings just right now. Just shower down, Lord. Everybody who's tuned in, just shower down a blessing. When you come down to bring the rain outside, bring the rain of finances into the lives too. Amen. Lock that in. Say amen with me, y'all. Amen. Hey, we've got some more Black History Facts. Don't forget, next Monday night, we're going to be talking Black History Facts more, so you definitely want to be here. We're going to be talking about the Black Wall Street and more, so you definitely want to know all about what happened, and we're going to have our Hot Topic panelists here with us. We're going to be discussing it. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl. It went down at the Super Bowl, so if you want to talk about it, people are still talking about it. We're going to be talking about it next Monday night, so definitely tune in, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Wednesday night, come back and hang out with us, but you got to put your kids in the bed because on Wednesday night, it's adults only, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's the After the Lights Go Out radio show, and that's right back here on We Talk Radio Network. Want to give a huge shout-out to my daughter, and my soon-to-be son-in-law, Marcus, getting married in less than 3 weeks. Super excited. And my youngest cousin, one of my youngest cousins, she is giving birth today. Between today and tomorrow. So brand-new addition to our family where everybody's all excited. So big shout-out to my cousin Lamia and my cousin Samia and their brand-new bundle of joy. I'm super excited for you. Grandma and Mom, I'm excited for you both. And great-grandma, my Aunt Lily, that's my dad's sister. So these are just some amazing, amazing, amazing hearts. And so we want to make sure that we're covering them with lots of love and light, especially tonight while they're bringing this new bundle of joy into the world. So praying many, many blessings over all of them. Amen. And tomorrow is 2/22/2022. So if the baby is born tomorrow, that's going to be such a special gift. A special day, a special, special gift, a day like none other. Every day is a day like none other. You know what I mean? But that date, of course, very special. So shout out to all the parents who are giving birth now and tomorrow. Love it. We got another Black history fact. This Black historian was a slave insurrectionist, and he was born in 1767. He died in 1822. His name was Denmark Vesey. Denmark Vesey was born in 1767 in Charleston, South Carolina. He was a slave to Captain Vesey. He sailed for 20 years with his master to the Virgin Islands and Haiti. After winning a $1,500 lottery, and that's a lot of money back then, Vesey purchased his freedom for $600. He was a religious man. Vesey soon became minister of a Methodist church in Charleston, and it was through his church that he began to recruit supporters for his planned slave revolt on Charleston. With the plan set to go into operation on the second Sunday in July of 1822, Vesey's plans was revealed by a slave who alerted white authorities. Reacting quickly, hundreds of blacks were rounded up, including Vesey, who was captured after a two-day search. Unable to deny his intent to overthrow the city during his trial, Vesey was hanged on that day in 1822. Very, very sad. Very sad. But it's people like Denmark Vesey who have completely, you know, kept us going through all these years. And he's the reason why I keep fighting. You know, there's people like that that fought so hard for freedom and for the freedom of others. And that's what I do here. I'm fighting for the freedom of others so that people can have the freedom to speak their minds, the freedom to bring their message and have their message heard across the globe. This is an online radio network that is heard globally. And so we are very proud to be able to give people the platform to have their message heard across the globe. So truly, truly excited about this beautiful day, and we're going to keep it right on rolling. I've got some more Black History facts for you coming up on Monday. Don't forget, Monday, it is going down. I got one more, though. Dred Scott. Dred Scott was an African-American slave born in the early 1800s. He was owned by Dr. John Emerson, a physician in the United States Army, until Dr. Emerson's death. He married a fellow slave, Harriet Robinson. They had two children, Eliza and Lizzie. After Dr. Emerson died, he became property of Mr. John Sanford until Scott's death on September 18, 1858. The abolitionists brought the suit on behalf of Mr. Scott, seeking a ruling for his freedom from slavery. He absolutely did. He wanted to be abolished. He brought a suit against on behalf of Mr. Scott because he wanted to seek his freedom. He wanted that freedom from slavery. Shout out to Dred Scott, who said, "I'm just not taking it anymore." Absolutely love it. Don't forget, next Monday, we've got more Black History facts just for you. Don't go anywhere. This is an incredible artist right here. Her name is Kia Michaels. We interviewed her on the show last year. She is absolutely amazing. All these artists that you heard on the network tonight are extraordinary African-American artists, and we definitely honor them all tonight for being so amazing and so creative. Every Black historian and person in history of African-American descent that even if we don't know their name, there are so many people that have done so many incredible things that will never, ever get recognition. We may never know their names, but this entire night, this entire month is to honor them, even the ones that we don't know their name. So shout out to the nameless tonight, because they definitely have a name someplace in history. Shout out to Kia Michaels. She's a very artist. Check her out, K-E-A Michaels. Kia Michaels, she's all over social media. Definitely check her out. We'll be back with more on We Talk Radio.
All right. Do-do-do.
You just never know. This could be something.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Super excited about this beautiful day. It's Black History Month and we're celebrating. And what better way to celebrate with my beautiful grandbabies? I have the extraordinary Marley and Legacy. Come on
Hi.
In.
Hi.
Hi.
I couldn't wait to touch the microphone. What's up? How old are you? First of all, what's your name?
My name's Legacy.
How old are you?
I'm 3.
Oh, okay. Tell me what you're.
My name is Marley.
And how old are you?
8.
8 years old. I love it. What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
Math. I love it. That wasn't my favorite subject, so she does not get that from me. Leggy, what do you like about, well, you hadn't quite started school yet. What's your favorite thing to do, Leggy?
My name's Fancy. And I think it's favorite to do.
Ding. Oh, she likes to sing. Marley, what's your favorite thing? Come on over, Marley. What's your favorite thing to do?
Swim.
You like to swim?
Yeah, and do gymnastics.
Oh, my goodness. Are you really good at gymnastics?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite gymnastics move?
The bar.
The bar? Ooh, why is that your favorite?
Because, like, you can roll around and you can, like, jump on the bouncy board so you can run around and you can, like, do a push-up on it.
You're going to have to show me how to do that. That sounds fun. Totally. Well, one thing they wanted to say to everybody tonight before you guys went to bed. Come on over. I know you had a special message to say. Go ahead. So before everybody goes to bed tonight, go ahead and tell them your special message.
I wanted to say was Happy Presents Day.
I love it. Thank you. They said thank you, Marley. What do you want to say?
I want to say thank you for giving me some presents for Linda and me and Mommy.
Oh, how sweet. You're so welcome. They're just awesome. Tell everybody good night.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, would one of you guys like to say a prayer?
Me.
Okay.
Me.
Okay, come on, Marley.
Me.
You said it first.
Me.
Okay,
me.
Leggy, all right, you can go next and say the prayer. Come on, Marley. Come on
okay.
in. And I'll let you hold the microphone and you can say your prayer. Okay, go
okay.
ahead. Everybody bow your head and we're going to close our show out in prayer. Go ahead.
Okay. Dear Lord Father, I'm blessed for you waking me up today. I'm blessed that I have a mom and dad and we're over the roof right now. And I'm blessed that I know that you'll wake me up tomorrow and I'll get breakfast and I'll get some stuff that I want. Amen.
Hey, man. Ooh, I want that breakfast. Okay, Leggy. Now, let's say our prayer. Good job. Give me a high five.
And I wish for Bunny.
Okay. Were you going to say your prayer?
Hey.
Okay. Close your eyes and say your prayer.
Oh, and God is good. Thank you for waking me up. And thank you for letting me watch my shows. And I have a whole dad in the whole world. Amen.
Amen. Super cool, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the incredible Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio. I'm going to let Marley put my headset in so she can actually hear. Marley, hold on. Here. I'm going to let you put the headset on. And that way you can say something. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
I think they like this radio thing. I told you, we love teaching the kids. Okay, wait, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Okay, you don't have to scream in it. Did you hear yourself?
Yeah, I hear myself. Goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Goodnight.
Okay, they got it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on your favorite listening station. We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Thank you.
WeTalk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action.
Keep up with what's happening on the WeTalk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with WeTalk Radio, WeTalk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Our event management package covers a wide variety of services. WeTalk Radio Network can provide basic services or oversee all logistics leading up to and during an event. We can assist with executing the event plans, managing staff, finances, vendor relations, and more. Contact us at sales@wetalkradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to WeTalk Radio Network.